Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is 9:20. Carol Daniel alongside Megan Lynch with you this morning. So imagine getting a $30 million donation to build an opioid addiction treatment center. That's what happened for Crossing Healthcare in Decatur. The gift came from Howard Buffett, the philanthropist's son of billionaire investor Warren Buffett. And the money came from Howard Buffett's foundation. Joining us now is Midwest correspondent for Kaiser Health News, Bram Sable-Smith, who is following the story. Welcome to KMOX. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having me.
So, I didn't know that Howard Buffett was a sheriff. How long has he? Is he still a sheriff?
He's no longer a sheriff. No, he volunteered in the sheriff's department in Macon County, Illinois, for a while, and for about a year or so, he was appointed the interim sheriff, and that's when he made the gift.
Now, and go ahead,
Bram. Didn't someone get in trouble for actually appointing him sheriff because he didn't really have much law enforcement experience?
There's a big complicated story behind that that I really haven't reported on. So that's kind of beyond what I'm able to speak to.
Okay.
Well, how did Crossing Healthcare even come into his? Do you understand that come into his into his awareness and that led him to make this huge donation?
Sure. Well, when he was appointed interim sheriff, one of the things he did was take tours of various of the social services available in Macon County. And one of the big resources, one of the big safety net resources in Macon County, Illinois, is Crossing Healthcare. It's a it's called a federally qualified health clinic. That means it serves a predominantly low-income, predominantly uninsured or underinsured. There's a lot of Medicaid patients there in the whole community. And they serve all these people regardless of their ability to pay. So as he was doing his research, going around seeing all the resources available, he saw Crossing Healthcare and was impressed with what they were able to do. And then, you know, through law enforcement, seeing the need for addiction treatment resources in the community, he kind of said, "Hey, we got a good opportunity here to build something."
Now, not that building an addiction treatment facility is a bad thing, but it was interesting how he structured the money and what the responsibilities of the treatment facility itself were going forward. You know, how did that arrangement work?
Yeah, so this was a one-time gift. The $30 million was a one-time gift just to build the buildings, essentially. And then he was leaving it up to the Crossing Healthcare team to find the money to run the programming. And that was a very intentional thing. So, you know, if you talk to Howard Buffett about it, he says there's kind of two ideas behind it. One is, you know, through his foundation, he doesn't want to keep funding the same things every year. So if you're funding programming, you're funding that every year again and again and again. And it's much more fun. You can be you can do more things if you're funding kind of on these one-time basis. But the second part behind that, and this is kind of a really important piece of it, is that, you know, this is kind of a proof of concept. It was important for the Addiction Treatment Center to run on funding that was already available through, you know, Medicaid, through other programs, grants, et cetera, that already exists. That way you can show, you know, if there's other people who have, you know, $30 million to spend one time to build an addiction treatment program, or, you know, importantly, there's a lot of money from these opioid settlements that's coming into communities now. So if you can show what a one-time investment can build in a community, and then that can then be sustainable through existing funding channels, that's a really important proof of concept that other people would then be able to follow.
Well, what was the result, though?
The result was they opened their addiction treatment center in October 2019, and just a few months later, the pandemic hit, and it upended, you know, everything in our society, and especially everything at these at a health center that's treating predominantly low-income people. So it became really, really difficult. So, you know, there's many parts of the addiction treatment center, right? So there's an inpatient center where they have detox and residential treatment. They've got an outpatient center. They've got transitional housing. It's really all encompassing. And each one of those parts of the new center face its own particular challenges. So residential treatment, you know, this is somewhere where you're going to be indoors with people for a month at a time. That's not something people were looking to do at the really height of the pandemic. You know, being in a congregate living facility is not something people want to do. Wearing a mask is not something a lot of people wanted to do. So you saw the number of patients, the number of beds occupied really decrease. And on top of that, they had, you know, converted all of their rooms were supposed to be shared rooms. They converted them into single rooms. They converted them into negative pressure rooms, all to try to, you know, decrease the potential spread of the virus. So it became a lot more expensive to run. So, you know, every aspect of the program became a lot more difficult during the pandemic. Staffing became harder. You know, there's a nationwide nursing shortage. So it was a real challenge for a long time. But having said all that, you know, the center is still around. Addiction treatment centers around the country shuttered during the pandemic, and this center is still around. And things have really kind of turned. The number of patients who are coming into the center has really gone back up to where they were hoping they would be and where they kind of need to be in order to keep the resources at a sustainable level.
So when it comes to, you know, the situation there in Decatur, I'm familiar with the region. I'm actually born and raised in that area. You know, so when you look at what they're battling, is it pretty much the same as what the entire country is battling when it comes to addiction and overdose?
I mean, there's a lot of similarities. Every community is going to be unique in its own way. But there's a lot of similarities. You know, this is a place that has relatively high overdose rates, fatal overdose rates. It's in kind of the top quarter of Illinois counties when it comes to fatal overdoses. And if you talk to experts, they'll tell you that that really correlates with the presence of fentanyl in the community, a much stronger opioid. And you know, there's also a kind of not enough addiction resources for people to get into recovery. You know, opening up the center quadrupled the number of inpatient recovery beds available in the community. So, you know, you're seeing a lot of the similar patterns of addiction, a lot of the similar challenges that you see across the country, and a lot of the similar, you know, lack of resources to really address the issue.
Is Howard Buffett still a resident in the area? Is he still a farmer? Because he,
sure.
I think, owned a farm in the area.
Yeah, he's got a farm there. Yeah, the Howard Buffett Foundation is based there in Decatur. Yeah, his farm is kind of just outside Decatur. Yeah, sure. He's still still active in the community, still a resident there.
So, Bram, for you, what do you feel like the takeaway is from this? What's the lesson to be learned from this experiment there in Decatur?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think there's a few. Number one is, as we're starting to see more money come into the addiction treatment space, a really important lesson is, you know, it's going to take more than just a one-time gift, just more than just a one-time injection of money into a community to really build a treatment center that can last. You know, $30 million, that's a great windfall, but that's just the cost of building, you know? So it takes a lot more than that to get a treatment center up and running. So it's something that communities, as they're looking to spend addiction treatment resources that are coming in, it's something for them to consider as they're getting a program up and running.
Well, we really appreciate the focus of Kaiser Health News on health and the work that you guys do. I really do. That's Bram Sable-Smith, the Midwest correspondent for Kaiser Health News. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.